Well, I don't know what you're talking about. They're the best. That'd be the perfect.
They probably
news
would.
Delivery.
That'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good. That would be. We'll come back with some more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Blinken's moved on to Jordan after announcing Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu's support for the U.S. ceasefire proposal, but not Hamas.
What's so far been dispositive one way or another is the word coming from Gaza and from the Hamas leadership in Gaza. That's what counts, and that's what we don't have yet.
Jury deliberations have just resumed at Hunter Biden's gun trial in Delaware. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
They were at the precipice of a plea agreement last year, but it collapsed in the same courtroom here at this same courthouse when the judge realized both sides weren't on the same page.
Jailed Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is appealing her fraud conviction in California today. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Holmes was sentenced to 11 years in prison. She's already knocked 2 years off the total for good conduct.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of inmates at the Waupun State Prison are keeping up the pressure for reforms. Family, friends, and former inmates held a protest Sunday. Meanwhile, supporters of former employees who face felony charges say four recent deaths at Waupun were not their fault. They're calling for more accountability from the corrections department. Democrats need to flip 15 seats to win the majority in the Wisconsin Assembly this year. Observers say Republican Speaker Robin Voss will need to hold on to more than just 50 seats in order to govern.
How's he going to pass a budget with people who have voted no on everything he's wanted to do for the last 2 or 4 years, like a Scott Allen in Waukesha, for example? That's not governable. You need 53, 54, 55.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a seed bank expanding across Portage County. Several organizations came together following the launch of Lawn Gone Native in Stevens Point. This program promotes more Wisconsin native plants in urban landscaping. Organizers are seeking donations of additional native plant seeds. During regular business hours, a variety of fruit, vegetable, and native plant seeds are available at the Portage County Library and other libraries throughout the county. Mayor Mike Wiesa said with increased food costs, seed banks are a fantastic resource for families to be able to grow their own food, eat healthier, and reduce costs. As we're approaching the fireworks holiday of the 4th of July, please remember to be courteous when lighting off fireworks. Not only do pets experience stress with the loud booms, fireworks can be particularly stressful for our veterans. Many of our combat veterans have PTSD after putting their lives on the line for our freedom. Please be mindful with fireworks this summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see a high near 68 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 55. Mostly sunny and breezy for Wednesday with a high of 83. For Wednesday night, more showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 9:04 on the clock. Have your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we are going to be talking with our good friend Angel in a moment from Centergy. Looking forward to that. But it is the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Melissa, you know what that means.
Yeah, we got to give a word.
Yeah, we got to give a word and get some people some free stuff. It is the statewide Civic Media SCONI Summer Text to Win Contest. You heard us talking about this at the end of last hour. This is your opportunity to text a word to us through the Civic Media app and win some stuff.
Yeah.
Hourly prizes, daily prizes. This is such a great contest.
Yeah. Get in on this, everybody. Be listening again at the top of the 11 a.m. hour, 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. 3 o'clock, 5, and 7. And we're going to be doing this to the end of the week, so you got plenty of opportunities to win. Get in on these hourly prize packages with the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Package, daily mm-hmm. pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. I really want to do that. I really want that one. And the grand prize, your chance at Fort Atkins Cottage on the Lake, or Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores, or Door mm-hmm. County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites.
How fun. And you get to choose which one you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to choose any of these if you get in on this right now. We're going to give you the word to text to us. And I don't know. I think I dragged this out a little bit here, Melissa. I'm trying to see how long I can stretch it out and make people wait.
Just give them the word, James.
I'll do it. Your word for the 9 a.m. hour. You know, and there was this other thing I wanted to
mention.
James. I'm sorry.
For reals.
It is bubbler.
Oh, bubbler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Text that word to us, everybody. Bubbler, B-U-B-B-L-E-R. Text it to us on the Civic Media app. Get in on this contest and
automatically entered.
Big congratulations to everybody who has already won and already played. Thank you so much for doing so, everybody, and having a lot of fun with this contest. We appreciate the best listeners in radio. Again, your word for the 9 a.m. hour on this 11th of June, bubbler.
Bubbler.
Get that out there. Get that in there, everybody. And enjoy and have some fun and be listening again at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. We'll get that next word out to you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into some good stories of the day and some other fun stuff this hour. But right now, we want to kick things off with our old friend, Angel, joining us right now. President CEO of Centergy. And Angel, you and I have been talking about, I think it's been a couple of years now, about talking about having coffee together. This is taking it a little far. You didn't have to come all the way over here for this. You did. I mean, that's really nice of you to join us. We'll have to do some. I'll go to your place next. Okay.
Yes,
how about that? We'll
great,
do it that
yes.
way. I really appreciate you joining us, Angel. It has been a while. Melissa and many of our listeners might not know out there. Angel used to join us all the time with the chamber. We had a lot of fun then. And it's great to have you back in studio. Have you been in the new studio?
Yeah. So I thought so. I think I was here for your ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Originally. And then I think I was back one other time. But it's been too long. And it's always so welcoming coming here. So happy to be back in the studio with you guys.
It's understandable. You've been very busy over there.
Very
You're CEO,
busy.
For God's sake. You're very busy.
I know. My title's CEO, but the better title for me is Walking Talking Billboard for Central Wisconsin. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, that's the more important title for me.
It really is. It just fits. It's a long one on a business card. It just doesn't fit as well.
I had to shorten it down to CEO. Yeah.
Angel, if you don't mind, first off, I'd like to talk about what Centergy is.
Sure. Yes. So Centergy is classified as a regional economic development organization. And because we love acronyms, REDO for short. So there's 9 of these in the state of Wisconsin, and they cover specific counties. And I, as Centergy and our organization, we cover the 5 counties here in central Wisconsin. So that's Lincoln, Marathon, Portage, Wood, and Adams counties. And what we do is we facilitate economic development for those counties. So helping solve big picture issues that are impacting all of us in the region. So things like talent, childcare, housing, the biggies everybody's talking about, we're working on those. So really anything that's really impacting our region, that's what we're working on.
Melissa, she does have her headphones on so she can interact with you if you want to join if you have anything. And I only bring that up in part because I usually like to let Melissa just take a break every once in a while. But this is, you mentioned childcare, and that's a big one to the both of us. We talk about this quite a bit. Talent attraction, keeping talent in state or in town, as we, you know, like to say in the central Wisconsin area specifically. Those are huge things. I would say that just about every mayor I've talked to in this area, these are situations and these are big talking points and big things that we're working on. And you guys are doing some really good work over there. You've got some really interesting things that you're doing on these fronts.
Yeah. So I always like to start off by saying, you know, we're not unique with all of these problems, right? It's happening all over the state of Wisconsin, all over the nation. And in fact, so we are trying to be more strategic on how we address these issues. So childcare, we know there's a lot of red tape at the state level. So part of what Centergy does is we actually advocate and lobby on behalf of our region. So I have the honor of going to the Capitol, standing toe to toe with people saying, this is what our communities need. And one of our biggest requests is to really reform child care, because it's not set up for success, right, how it is now, or especially in our rural communities here, like central Wisconsin. Grandma wants to babysit a couple kiddos, but there's so much regulation around it. So we want to keep the safe regulation, but how can we make it easier for people to get into child care, to have children in their homes that want to, and how do we support those efforts? So those are really important things when it comes to child care, but also looking at making it, profitable when it's a small business, right? We want to make those profitable too. And we have some great centers around here and great partnerships with the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club. So really looking at different ways that we can help. We've helped funnel in some funds to help child care efforts. There's also the Dream Up program grant that's been going on that each of our counties has taken a part of to actually do some strategic planning within their counties. So child care is definitely on the forefront of one of the biggest issues, especially for talent, whether keeping or attracting them.
One of the things that I appreciate about what Synergy is and really does as well is bringing communities together, bringing towns together. When our high school teams play, you know, we can have our rivalries. You know, right, that's always fun. That's great. But outside of that, we all live and eat and sleep and breathe in other communities. We right. all do. Very few of us work in the same place that we're the same zip code that we're living in. So it only makes sense that us and neighboring towns, neighboring cities would be working together more and sharing more information, more data, and ways that, well, this is working here. How's this working there? A lot more of that. Synergy really seems to be working very hard at that as well. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I always say, when we're trying to attract business or talent or whatever we're trying to attract, right, whether it be in-state or out-of-state, we can't compete directly with a Madison, right? We don't have all those maybe resources. We don't have the amount of people. And gosh, we do not want their traffic, right? But if we leverage ourselves as a region, we're just under 500,000 in population, 320-some thousand in workforce availability. And I love that you bring up transportation on us commuting, right? Because there's a huge flop. You may live here in Wisconsin Rapids, but you work up in the Stevens Point or even Wausau area, or vice versa. So there's a huge flip in our region on how people work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when you drive 50 miles here, it takes 50 minutes, where if you tried to do that in other communities, it's an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, right, depending on traffic. So we're really blessed here that we have that accessibility throughout the whole region.
How is Synergy working to help make these things happen, keep talent in state, keep them in town, helping on childcare? What are some of the things you guys are up to?
Sure. So the big thing that we just launched at the end of the year, so I've been in my role for almost a year and a half now. Yeah, I know. It feels like it was just yesterday. But we, day one, I've been working on what we call centraltosuccess.com. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's a talent attraction and retention website that features every facet of our local region. So it features each county, it features local education. So you'll see the high schools listed or the school districts listed there. You'll see that there's quality of life pieces. And, you know, Synergy doesn't want to be everything to everyone, because, you know, we're a small group, but we have some big gusto over here, but we rely on our partners. So we're connecting to the chambers, the visitor centers, right? Those people who do their job so well. Mm-hmm. And then we link off to them so people can go as a one-stop shop. So when they're looking to, hey, my spouse was just hired here, I need a job, I need to see what schools are available, what recreation is like, you can find all of that on this website. And moreover, too, as we look at the website, it also is for attracting business as well. So we feature site selection, information, utilities, available properties, local incentives, and who to contact as well, too. And again, we have great partners, but we want to make sure we're linking off to all of them. So they're all listed on there. So really, it's a big effort for us. It took a year to build this website with a firm out of Madison. And it's been a ride for sure. But we know a website isn't going to just attract talent, right? Because if that was the case, many communities would already have all the talent, and so would we, right? Mm-hmm. So we decided and we said, hey, we have a website, but now let's market it. Let's do strategy around it. So I'm traveling outside of the state of Wisconsin to connect with veterans to say, hey, come live here in Wisconsin. My first event will be in September in Colorado. I'll spend 3 days going to three different military events, and we'll actually be connecting those veterans with veterans that already live here in Wisconsin. Mm. So it's not just just a, hey, Wisconsin's awesome because it's the great state of Wisconsin, of course. But it's more about that, knowing the resources, knowing the people, and the snow's not that bad, right? And especially compared to Colorado, our snow situation's a little bit better, which is why I'm going to that one. But we don't want to stop there. We're going to do targeted campaigns to other communities and other states as well. Again, so a lot of our work is going to be outside the state because we don't want to cannibalize from within our state, because this current state of Wisconsin has about 120,000 job positions open. Wow. So again, we just don't have enough bodies here. We're doing other fun things like talking to UW graduates that maybe went away, got their great experience, but maybe they're looking to start a family and they want to come back home where it's always safe here. And there's that welcoming feeling. I always say Central Wisconsin reminds me of the neighbor next door. We'll help you. We'll give you the shirt off our back. And then we're going to invite you to a barbecue and have a couple beers with you, right? Like, that's definitely how I feel about Central Wisconsin.
And the goodbyes are going to be 20 minutes.
Oh, my
the,
gosh.
The goodbyes are at least 20 minutes.
An hour, at least, minimum, guys.
If you got to be somewhere at 10, start saying goodbye at 8:30.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's going to be a while. It's
yes, and you are right. I mean, the goodbyes here in Wisconsin are just next level.
The work that you guys are doing at Synergy is really impactful, and I'm such a big supporter of it. I've really enjoyed what I've learned and what I've been seeing you guys doing. I didn't know much about the website until you and I started talking just recently about this, and it's such a fantastic idea, not only for people looking for work, but people that are looking for good workers or to expand, people that are just want to know more about this area. We've got a lot of, I just mentioned before, we have a lot of people locally and even on the state level and national level looking at how do you keep your population? How do you keep these numbers and everything? And there's a lot of crazy ideas. There's a lot of interesting ideas. There's a lot being thrown out there. But I keep coming back to, I look around this state, it ain't hard to sell this. It's not hard to sell this. I think more people.
It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, and so many people I think just may not know Wisconsin. I know when I was out in California, basically anything past Chicago they don't know. Like they know New York, they know Chicago. That's about it.
Right.
Big North Woods.
Yeah, they just lump everything together. And it's not just there. I ran into that in Vegas when I was there in Nevada. There's a lot of that in the West Coast. There's some of it in the East, and it's not necessarily something that's I think that they're trying to do. It's just kind of the way we look at the country. We look at the world. Some of us do this here in the Midwest. If they start to know a little bit more about what it's like to live here, the benefits of living here, seeing some of these things, hearing from people that actually live here, and that is recruiting 101. That's how you recruit. That's how you really get people in state, is by showing them not only what we have, but what current Wisconsinites are enjoying as we're speaking. You know, that not only the attractions we have, the weather we have, but some of the benefits that we have with within our state as far as the way we treat each other in the Midwest way and some of that.
Yeah, and what I think is super great about just our efforts for a talent attraction is we want everyone's story, right? So when you're going onto the website or any of our marketing material, it's not just, oh, hey, come live here because it's great, right? It's, hey, if this is Joe sharing his story about how he moved here and he got to open his own business, or a local business owner loves to bike and recreate and he shows that, right? I think there's a lot of stigma, right? I think that's associated with the beer, the brats, right, the cheese. But there's so much more than that. We are here in Central Wisconsin. We're a hub for manufacturing and tech as well, but people don't know that. We are the world producer here in Central Wisconsin for ginseng, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that we just don't do enough of, and that's bragging, right? Like, we do not brag about ourselves enough. So, of course, this is me all the way, right? Like, James, you know me. I am a cheerleader all day, every day for Central Wisconsin, as long as I've lived. And so it's easy for me to do it. Mm-hmm. And when you have that passion behind it, and you say, it is a quality of life like no other. Mm-hmm. And then you say, why not live where you vacation because you come here anyways, right?
Yeah.
So bringing those individuals in and really kind of getting that low-hanging fruit, people who think like Wisconsinites that maybe are like, hey, I go up there anyways. Well, come on. come on up, stay here, right? Taxes are a lot better here than some other states. We do have a better cost of living here as well. There's a lot of natural resources that cost you nothing to do, yeah. right? And then again, I go back to small things like traffic or sitting in a subway for long periods of time, right? Or just the friendliness when you go into a grocery store. I'm not, you know, the last time I went to Chicago, I don't know if I got a lot of smiles or how you doing in a grocery store, right? Yeah, it's everybody keeps to themselves just a little bit more. And I always like to share, a bunch of my family's from Illinois, so I'm allowed to say a little bit about it. So I'm excused, okay? Absolutely. So most of my family's from there. But I encourage them as much as possible to try to move, you know, to central Wisconsin as well. But we're just very blessed here with recreation, good people, good school systems, and just that drive to do more and do more for our communities as well.
You mentioned something I think that is really fun and key to this conversation a little bit earlier, a little bit ago, about Midwesterners, and we don't really brag. We're not really, that's not our way. We don't ask for a lot of help. We don't do a lot of those things. We just kind of do our thing and you know, let others lean on us. We don't lean on many others. This is an opportunity to, you know, brag a little bit. This is an opportunity to put on your finest and go ahead and show the world, hey, Wisconsin has a lot to offer. Wisconsin is so many things that you may not even understand or know, and you can find out about. You can find out about and come visit, come talk to people from here, and check out Central Wisconsin and see what it has to offer to you.
Yeah, certainly.
Angel, is there anything else you want to cover that we didn't get a chance to? Did we get all our bases covered there?
The last thing I just want to cover is on the Central to Success website, there is a jobs link on there that takes you to the Job Center of Wisconsin, and it does link you only to Central Wisconsin zip codes. And I'll just kind of end with, this is a free website. Put it on your job posting, share it with your friends, share it with your family. We built this site through the Workforce Innovation Grant, and it's free for the community to use. So there's videos, there's social media. You guys can use all of that for free. This is your opportunity. Schools, businesses, whoever you are, this is your opportunity to use it at no cost to you.
CEO and president of Centergy, Angel Ladlow, joining us right now. And Angel, this is it's been a while. It can't be this long next time.
Oh, gosh.
You're going
to
come back soon. You're going to have to come back soon. We would love to hear from you, if not sooner, I'd love to hear from you when you get back from Colorado, how that went.
Yes, of course. I'm happy to do that. I'm also going to D.C. in a few weeks to represent Wisconsin as well for site selection. So I'll probably come talk to you about that after that.
That sounds great. Oh, wow. Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Great.
And thank you again so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you both.
Again, that website is Central to Success. Success.com, all one word, just central2isuccess.com. Go ahead and check that out and share the page with your friends and family and on your social media. We will be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call Call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
It's good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see a high near 68 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 55. Mostly sunny and breezy for Wednesday with a high of 83. For Wednesday night, more showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s.
It's 60 at our studios.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Just grooving. Next hour, nothing but dance party. Hope you all are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa and James here with you. Want to send a big shout out to our friend Angel over at Centergy for joining us. That was a really fun conversation.
So much great information, too.
Centergy, again, their website that Angel was telling us about, central2success.com. Be sure to check that out, central2success.com. And Angel's going to join us again sometime when she gets back in town. Looking forward to talking with that. Wanted to get a little bit of entertainment news in. A couple of interesting stories going on right now. Warner Brothers TV boss Channing Dungey is considering an Ocean's 11 TV remake and is not giving up on another season of Ted Lasso.
Really?
Right now, a lot of the CEOs, a lot of the people in charge of these companies, whether it's a production company or ABC, NBC, CBS, any of these places, they're making the rounds right now, kind of trying to not only preview what's upcoming, but trying to also get an idea of like, hey, do you guys want more Ted Lasso? Just let me know. Do you want some more? trying to figure some of these things out. It's kind of the new way of doing things. Back in the day, you would maybe have a test group that you would do something for, play something for, and see what they thought from that. Now, this happens a lot in sports, especially with agents of players. We're just going to – well, something leaked out. Something leaked out. Oh, no. Something leaked out. Some of this leaked out. Oh, they might be making an Ocean's 11 remake. Did you hear about this? Oh, somebody leaked this. Who do you think leaked it? I mean,
they did.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is, and it's all up front. Everybody kind of understands the game, but it's the way that they do things. Because this way, nobody wants to see an Ocean's 11 remake. Well, we were never thinking about that. We never seriously considered that.
Plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yes. That wonderful phrase. That. So this is something that I think is we're going to hear a lot of over the summer, of course, because a lot of other people are doing this too. But there's also some interesting stuff that happens from these. Every once in a while, there's an idea that doesn't actually get made or end up happening that I kind of wish would. Like this Ocean's 11 idea, I don't think we need another movie, but I wouldn't mind a TV show.
Okay.
I think something like that, something on Netflix or one of those kind of things where you can kind of, they can kind of like stretch their leg. I have to admit, I am a sucker for a heist movie. I'm a sucker for that. I have no interest in actually doing it because I have two brain cells. but I do think that it's just
a fun plot line for a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just fun. It's just, interesting. And to me, when I want a movie that is, got some action in it, but it's not really necessarily realistic. It's not bogged down in reality. Those Ocean movies are pretty good for that.
Right. They include a lot of humor.
Yeah.
In the writing as well.
Plus, I think with a TV show, you could have one of the best parts of every heist movie ever. Mm-hmm. Assembling the team. That's one of the best parts. And they usually have to speed that up a little bit with the TV.
You got to do it in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. I like the idea of like you could really take your time with something like this and really stretch that part out. I think that would be fun. I think you could have a blast with something like this. So I like the idea of that. And as far as another season of Ted Lasso, I haven't seen one episode of it, but I am somebody in the industry. Yes, I'm pretty sure they want another season. I'm gathering that everybody wants another. If you were a fan of Ted Lasso, you want another season of it. Dungy said that Apple would like more Ted Lasso, whether it's a fourth season or a spinoff of the in the Ted Lasso universe. They are in conversations right now with Jason Sudeikis, who has made it very clear he is open to doing another season. While he isn't the only star of the show, you get the big name, you know, the rest, usually the dominoes fall after that.
Yeah, they're going to come along.
Be on the lookout for more information on that one. We'll be sure to keep an eye on that story and let you know how that develops. I want to talk local theater in a second, but Melissa, as I like to do, I try to sneak some sports into this segment. And I think
just talking about Ted Lasso, doesn't that count?
Kind of, a little bit. But I do. Thank you for the tie. You see where I go, how I like to tie things together. We go from Ted Lasso, a show about soccer, to an actual soccer team and a pretty cool story that I don't think a lot of people have heard about. I was waiting to see if people were covering this, and it's been a couple weeks now, or at least a week or so, and I haven't heard anything. So I have this from the New York Times. The only girls' team in a boys' soccer league has gone undefeated.
Hey.
The Queen's Park Ladies, an under-12 soccer team in Bournemouth, England, hopes to inspire young girls to get into sports after a dominant season against the boys. With about four games left in the season, it became mathematically clear to the players and coaches of Queen's Park Ladies, an under-12 girls' soccer team in England, that they would win their league. But rather than resting on their laurels and enjoying their guaranteed victory, they decided to take it a step further. What if they not only won the league, but did so without losing a dang match?
Woohoo.
It wasn't enough they would be pulling it off as only girls, but in a boys' league, which is just pretty cool. They've earned the nickname Invincibles. And have like just taken over the town and the area. Everybody loves this team. Obviously, soccer a lot bigger in England than it is here. But I guarantee you, if something like this was happening here in Wisconsin, everybody would know about it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I just think it's a really cool story, and a big shout out to the coaches, to the parents to get these kids to practices, to all the players, and certainly to the Queen's Park Ladies. But I mean to the whole league. Because this whole thing happened and is going on, I mean, already wrapped up, and did you hear any controversies, everybody? Did you hear any parents or any kids or any of the boys under the teams getting upset or anything like that? Anything? Anything? No. These kids handled it because these kids looked at each other as just other kids.
Right. They're just playing a game and they're having fun.
The idea, we got beat by a bunch of girls, didn't mean anything. You know, that those days are gone. That it never should have been, but those days are long gone. These younger generations, it's so much better with them. They've got. I'm not saying it's perfect. Not saying there isn't work to be.
Kids are going
to
be kids.
Yeah, but it is pretty darn cool to see that this whole thing happened, and you didn't hear one parent, one of these boys on these other teams, or anything like that. Any problems? Just, hey, we got to work harder next year. Mm-hmm. These girls are good.
This is the team to beat.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool. I think that's a pretty cool, that's one of the best parts of this story, along with, of course, them going undefeated. I think that's pretty cool.
It is awesome.
Nice job, ladies. Nice job.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some great local theater I want to tell you about. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is coming up on the 19th.
That's right.
The Playhouse Theater Group of Central Wisconsin do some amazing work over there and have some very, very talented people. One of them happened to be on the air with us the other day. Joel Goodness joined us on Director's Cut.
Nice. That's awesome.
I had a lot of fun talking with Joel. If you'd like a preview of the show, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about it, I think that pretty much everybody knows the play, but if you'd like to know a little bit more of the actors on it and on the stage and everything, got some pretty big names.
Backstage peek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be sure to join us for Director's Cut. You can find it at civicmedia.us. Remember, all of our shows are podcasted. Everything we do is on there. If you miss it, you can go ahead and catch it right there.
Catch it wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And get your tickets for this one right at StevensPointArea.com. If you go there, you'll be able to find it. Otherwise, you can go to their website and find out more information as well as soon as my computer pops. There it is. PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com. PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And break a leg. Have a great run, everybody.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
Yeah, I don't actually know that one that well. That's one of those big plays that I have never really looked too far into.
Well, it's a musical. We actually did it when I was in high school.
Oh, cool. Well, very cool. I didn't know that. Very cool. I'm going to ask you some more questions about that off air. I'm very curious. I don't know much about the play, so I'd love to find out more about it. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater are not only going to have an amazing summer for you with these kids' shows, and, of course, getting ready for the 2024-25 season, which is our 50th.
Woo!
We're getting ready to celebrate 50 years next year. And boy, we've got a great way of doing it, too. Some really fun shows coming
up. Awesome lineup of shows.
And she didn't know I was going to do this, but I did want to, for those that didn't know, it has been announced that our own Melissa Kay is going to be directing next year.
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. I'm really delighted to be directing Noises Off next spring. It's a fun, complicated... The show is going to be just so cool.
It is one of my favorites.
I'm really excited to start working on it. I actually got to see it on a stage in London.
Oh.
20 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. That is pretty good. In London, that is pretty cool. I didn't know that.
It was really cool.
It was one of the first shows I ever saw. And,
oh, really?
And yeah, as a young 10, 12 year old, just wanted to act and just didn't know anything really about acting, but knew I wanted to be on that stage. Mm-hmm. Those actors in that play was larger than life to me. It was just awesome.
Well, and probably a neat thing for you to have seen at that age, being one of your first shows, is that you get to see both sides of the show. Mm-hmm. Because in the first scene or the first act, you see the stage, what you would normally see. And then later, the whole set turns around and you're seeing things from backstage as an audience member, which is just so cool.
Yeah, it is going to be a blast. It is going to be a fun season. That show will be the spring show of 2025. Mm-hmm. We'll certainly be talking Melissa's ear off when it comes to it, when we get closer to it and everything, because I've got a ton of questions and I cannot wait to hear how this goes. And I will say, while I haven't been directed by Melissa, I have been directed by Melissa.
I tell you what to say every month, James.
you couldn't find a better one. Oh, God, I I'm so excited for you. I'm tongue-tied. Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm happy too. I'm looking forward to it. But the other shows leading up to that are also going to be great. Do you have that list?
Yes, Drinking Habits. John Young is going to be directing that. John's great. Nice. He'll do a good job with that one. Fun play too. Mm-hmm. The holiday show, White Christmas. Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Susan Becker going to direct that.
Oh, that's so exciting!
It's a classic.
And it's the first musical, I believe, that would be done during the regular season at WRCT. Not mistaken.
Now, that brings up a great point, that when it comes time for that one, we're going to need all hands on deck. We're going to need all you talented people out there, all of you
singers and dancers.
Yep. We're going to want to fill that audition, make it hard on Susan. We're going to make it hard for her to choose, give her some options and everything, because that'll be fun. The winter production, Arsenic and Old Lace, going to be directed by Stephanie Horth.
Yeah, Stephanie. I'm so excited for her to do that.
Steph and I go way back. Steph is amazing. She is a fantastic actor and performer, and of course, one half of the
Wonderful
Hope Productions.
Mm-hmm.
She does some really, really great work over there. Looking forward to talking with her more about this, and somebody should warn her about how I am with this play and that she's going to have to put up with me. I don't know if I'll land the role or not. So it might be just a quick night thing that she's got to put up with, but she will have to put up with me for at least one night.
Well, and that was one of the first shows that I saw that my grandma was in and really sparked my love of theater. So I have a very special place in my heart for Arsenic and Old Lace.
Same. It is one of three dream roles of mine. That I've had. I've gotten to do one of those Sherlock Holmes. I have two other ones that I've yet to do. This is one of them. Playing Mortimer is one of them. I grew up wanting to be Cary Grant. I'll just be honest. It's interesting. We were talking about Gene Wilder earlier, and I watched a lot of his interviews growing up. But one of the things that I came across was they asked Gene Wilder, how did you know that comedy was your thing over drama? How did you know that that was your strength? He's like, well, when I made my mom pee her pants. it's very similar. Robin Williams has a very similar story. I know I do. I know lots of people out there do. Our first audience is our parents or our siblings. My brother and sister, they were my audience for the longest time. So when I'm that age and I'm seeing Arsenic and Old Lace, I'm practicing. I'm trying to walk like Cary Grant, trying to comb my hair like him, even though my hair won't go to the side. Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops. It's just one of those lines. It's maybe my favorite line in any comedy ever. It's such a good play, and I cannot wait to see this one and Noises Off and all these great shows. Get your tickets, find out more. Find out about their karaoke night that's coming up. That's going to be June 28th at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. That's going to be pretty cool. All kinds
singing show tunes.
Yeah, all that's waiting for you.
season tickets are on sale now, so you can get a season ticket for all of the wonderful shows coming up this next season.
WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit of local programming. We got this fun town hall coming up for you as well. Mm-hmm. Plenty more after our news break
and,
here.
And text in, what's the word?
The word for this hour is bubbler.
Bubbler. Bubbler. Text to win. Bubbler. Get it in.
Get it to us, everybody. And thank you so much for playing and listening to WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling for an independent audit of Milwaukee Public Schools. Milwaukee has been dealing with budget cuts and accounting problems that led the superintendent to resign. The state is still waiting for a financial report from Milwaukee that was due last fall. Temporary caps on Affordable Care Act premiums might run out at the end of next year. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says that would make health insurance too expensive for many people close to retirement age.
They would just tell me, well, I'm just going uninsured for these few years until I can qualify for Medicare. Well, those are the years of your life where you're going to start developing some bad health problems.
Congress is considering ACA cuts in the next federal budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Great Book Giveaway is underway. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is holding listening events throughout the week. Today, you can bring the kiddos to the Think Academy Playground in Rudolph at 10:30 and the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo at 1:30. You can listen to a children's story and pick out books to take home with you. You can see all the dates and times for this week on uwswac.org. There's an Elks Flag Day ceremony at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids today. They start at 5 p.m. at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can hear the Cowboy Union Jam tomorrow at McMillan Library. They play on Wednesday, June 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center. This is a free event. You can come and enjoy community favorites. The jam plays a repertoire that includes traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Churio did it in the third, followed by Willie Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
That was a bomb.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA, Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a 2-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
To everyone looking to make mealtime more special, our team member Joel is here to celebrate the Culver's fan favorite.
Our limited-time Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Two kinds of melty Wisconsin cheddar cheese, fresh beef, or thick-cut bacon, all served on a soft pretzel roll. This Pub Burger has Wisconsin in every bite.
Stop by Culver's for a handcrafted favorite.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see a high near 68 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 55. Mostly sunny and breezy for Wednesday with a high of 83. For Wednesday night, more showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s.
It's 60 at our studios.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the morning show here, everybody. WFHR on your radio dial. Melissa and James taking you through. Having some fun this hour. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I wanted to let everybody know, programming-wise, we got some great Rafter baseball not only coming up on our radio dial all week long, Rafter baseball every day this week. But we're also going to be joined by our friend Tyler Miller.
Nice.
Tyler's going to join us this week. He'll be with us Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to catching up with him. They got some really cool things that they're going to be doing over there, including a Father's Day event that they've got going on the 16th we want to talk about. Nice. Their Father's Day game, which is going to be also their Agricultural Day with the Food and Farm Center.
Our ag industry. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be pretty cool. We're looking forward to that. Tyler will be joining us as he will be all summer long, really. kind of a fifth beetle, if you will, as our rafters are going on and everything. And as far as promos go, they've got tons of great ones coming up, everybody. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind on this Wednesday, the 12th, tomorrow, Anytime Fitness water bottle giveaway.
Ooh.
Winning Wednesday. If the Rafters win on a Wednesday home game, fans that stick around until the final out will receive a voucher for a free bleacher seat to another game during the season.
Oh. Hey, that's a good promo.
Isn't that a cool idea? I like that one. That's cool. And then on the 15th, this Saturday, game night challenge. Various game challenges for prizes. Kids are going to run the bases after the game.
I love how they make it such a family event.
Yeah. I mean... We are so spoiled with this team and so thankful for it. And we try to show them how much we appreciate them by filling that stadium every chance we get.
Yes. And you can get there even with the construction.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just between us, everybody, okay? Just between us, we got Rafter tickets to give away. Yeah, we got Rafter tickets. Keep on listening for that. We're going to give you a chance to get some Rafter tickets any moment. Be listening for that. All that coming up for you. Rafter baseball every day this week. We'll get into the schedule a little bit more later. Looking forward to that. But I wanted to get to some good stories of the day. I didn't want to just wait until the end here. I got some ones that I wanted to get to. And this one is one of my favorite good stories we may ever do, Melissa.
Ooh.
A 97-year-old Utah woman was presented with her high school diploma 8 decades after she dropped out to take care of her family.
Oh, wow.
Hannah resident Catherine Cole ended up on 1 English credit shy of graduating when she left school in the 1940s to help take care of her family after her grandfather's passing. Quote, "The day that our finals were being given was the date of his funeral," Cole said. Cole has spent the last few years working with students at Tobokia Public Schools to improve their reading skills. The school district determined Cole's work with the students qualified her to earn her missing English credit, and she was presented with a diploma at the high school graduating ceremony.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Quote, "This is what I've been wanting my whole life, and I haven't been able to get it." I can't say this without getting a little...
a little choked up
there.
Yeah,
yeah. It's never too late to keep learning.
Yeah. No, it isn't. And I love that we try so hard to work with students now that we have programs for, you know, a situation like that. Now there would have done, the school district would have done something to help her get that credit so she could have gotten her diploma.
We've got a lot of really good stylists and hair people are in this area that do great work with hair, and they're creative geniuses. They're amazing. I've been going lately, and I'm going to continue to go to Midstate to get my hair cut and help promote their salon, and those kids grow and learn at what they do, in part because I have crazy hair, and it is a challenge. so it's a great learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a way to support local and support Mid-State and the work that they're doing over there. And their continued learning series that they have, where they have tons of workshops and different things available. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of people out there that were similar to this lady, that were similar to my dad, that were a credit or two shy of graduating high school, right, and how much that would mean to them.
And had to drop out to take care of their family.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, I'm bringing up this story because I want to highlight Ms. Cole and the great work that she not only did in her community, but her accomplishment here. But I want to remind our audience out there as well. You can teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
Yeah,
it can learn. Anybody could be Miss Cole here. Anybody could be doing this. It's never too late. You're never too old. Don't let anybody tell you that. And if they do, prove them wrong.
Yeah,
Broom
head
wrong.
Over to Mid-State and see what opportunities they have available for you.
Wherever you're listening to us, there is by chance a college or a tech
college.
School.
Yep.
Something available.
Oh, even some of the high school districts have continuing learning programs as well.
If the amazing, wonderful TV show Community taught us anything, it's
anybody can learn.
Anybody can. Anybody can. Encourage you to do so, everybody, and be like Miss Cole here. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty
Keep
cool.
Keep striving
story.
For those goals.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel kind of bad, Melissa. I teased that we got these rafter tickets to give away, and I didn't do it. So let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it now.
If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you're going to be able to get through right away. Otherwise, call up. Yeah, 715-424-2600. Just give me your favorite ball player. Give me a favorite baseball player. I don't care if it's current, in the past, from the 1940s. Just give
Babe
me your
Ruth.
Yeah. Yo, nice, nice. Melissa, you got some tickets. I got a pack of 5 tickets here that it can be yours right now. Just call up 715-424-2600. If you're on the Civic Media app, it's even faster. Get a hold of us. Get these tickets and get to Winterfield and cheer on your Rafters. You can get tickets and find out more at NorthwoodsLeague.com. NorthwoodsLeague.com. Get these tickets, everybody. Call up and get them. Melissa and I will be back with more to wrap up the show here on WFHR.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall this fall. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on the Badgers. Order a Wisconsin football 3-game mini pack today and enjoy the flexibility to tailor game day to your schedule. Simply choose 3 games, including key matchups like Oregon or Penn State, then lock in your seats before kickoff this fall. Plus, save up to $10 per ticket and secure the best available seats before single game tickets go on sale. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up. That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see a high near 68 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 55. Mostly sunny and breezy for Wednesday with a high of 83. For Wednesday night, more showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s.
It's 60 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
LA proved too much for the man.
Too much for the man. I always wanted to be a backup singer.
Well, now you are, James.
I kind of got to get to. We hope you are having a great day out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We're going to get you ready for a great day ahead. Good stuff coming up. But I have a good one to set the tone for the day, hopefully. A good story here. The owner of this pickup has one of his dogs to thank for his life after a loss of control in the mountains of Oregon saw him turn into a ravine. Injured but alive after his crash on U.S. Forest Service Road 39, one of Brandon Garrett's four dogs ran to get help.
Oh, wow.
According to a statement from the Baker County Sheriff's Office, the dog managed to negotiate 4 miles of wilderness and trails to make its way back to a campsite where some of Garrett's family had been staying.
Oh.
He hadn't returned to camp that night, so they were already worried and on edge, and the appearance of the dog confirmed their fears. Meanwhile, Garrett was able to crawl approximately 100 yards from the vehicle where he spent the night on dry ground. The rest of the party continued to search for him, and family members located the vehicle on the morning of June 3rd, calling emergency services at the time.
Wow.
Members of the Baker County Search and Rescue Ropes team set up their rescue equipment and began the difficult task of reaching Garrett. With the help of the Forest Service chainsaws and officers, they were able to find him and bring him up.
Wow.
He was connected to a highline rope system that pulled him across the ravine. With all that experience performing rescues and searches in the mountains, the rescue service members said that without Garrett's dog, there was a very good chance he would not have been found.
Yeah.
It's a harrowing reminder that not all heroes wear capes or clothes or walk on two legs. I may have added that last part, but
you might have, but that's okay.
This is a wonderful story, and there are other great stories at thegoodnewsnetwork.org. Encourage you to go check that out. A shout out to Andy Corbley for the nice reporting on that one.
We don't deserve dogs.
We just don't. We just don't.
Amazing.
You're so right. I've seen TV shows. I've seen Lassie that does this. I've never actually heard of it. That is a pretty good one. Tomorrow we're going to feature a very good story of the day about a World War II veteran getting married to a 100-year-old World War II veteran getting married to his 96-year-old fiance. We'll be covering that
That's
story
so
for
sweet.
You. That's a good one. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that one. I do want to send a big thank you to the best listeners in radio for joining us, getting some rafter tickets, getting in on the Civic Media SCONI Summer Text to Win Contest.
Yeah.
And of course,
You still got 4 minutes.
Yeah, you still got 4 minutes. Get Bubbler to us.
Bubbler.
Text it.
Bubbler.
And of course, we want to thank Angel from Synergy for joining
yeah.
us. That was a lot of fun.
That website is central2success.com. I wrote it down because I want to check it out.
Yeah, be sure to, everybody. It's a good mm-hmm. one. And we do appreciate not only her, but the work that they are doing here in central Wisconsin. Appreciate them. We, of course, got a great lineup for you through the rest of the day. Be sure to stick around for Matt and Air on the Air. Jane mm-hmm. does an amazing job with that wonderful voice of hers. Be sure
That's
to check that
very
out.
True. And at 11 o'clock in her hour, you'll have another chance to enter the contest.
Nice. Yes. Be sure to check that out. A little bit later in the afternoon, we got our good friend Maggie Dawn on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie will lead us right into Midday Magazine, where from 3 to 4, we'll kick things off with our good friend Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, excellent.
Ton of events to talk about, including mm-hmm. the Cranberry Blossom Festival going on. We got pamphlets down here. Come say hi to Pam, pick up a pamphlet, and really map out your game plan for the Cranberry Blossom Fest.
So much to see and do.
In part two, let's talk real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. David Fombro will be joining us. We're going to talk about what really is a realtor, what the difference of a realtor and a real estate agent, some of those things.
Excellent. Realtor.
As Melissa mentioned, you've got all day here to be listening to our stations and get in on this awesome statewide Civic Media SCONE Summer Text to Win contest. Be listening at the top of the 11 o'clock, like she told you. 1, 3, 5, and 7. Keep on listening for those opportunities, everybody.
There's a different word on each one of those hours and that many chances to enter to win today.
Rafter Baseball a little later today at 6:20. They're over in Green Bay to take on the Rockers. Cheer on your Rafters all season long right here at WFH.
That's
and
right.
Our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties have their great book giveaway going on. They kicked it off yesterday to much success over in Rapids at the Learning Center. This is a free event, free books, volunteers read to kids, child care centers welcome. Everybody come on down. And they have another great one going on in a half an hour here over at Think Academy in their playground over there. And in just a little bit at 1:30, we're going to be doing this over at the Wisconsin Rabbit Zoo. I'll be over there. Meet me over there with a bunch of other great volunteers. And Ben from the United Way, we're going to be reading to some kids. We're going to have some fun with that one.
And giving away books.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Giving away books, Melissa. It's so much fun.
That's the best part. Kids get to pick out books to take home with them.
Check that out and stick around and check out our zoo. We've got a great zoo over there.
And it's free.
Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7, check out the zoo. Be good to all of our guests, our animals over there. And make sure to shout out and thank the workers over there. They do a really good job.
For sure.
I did want to remind everybody of a couple of veteran events going on. Later today at 5 o'clock, the Elks flag ceremony will be taking place at the Elks Lodge at 5 o'clock today. And tomorrow, you got a Heroes Cafe.
That's right, Crossview Church, 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30, the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. Encourage you to check that out. All area veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome over at Crossview Church for the Heroes Cafe. Great show today, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James.
That was a lot of fun.